Good evening, people. Khadijah here. Kit Kat Moments, Revelations of Life. Your decisions determine your destiny, not your circumstances. And the conversation continues. So, let's talk about truth. John 18:37-38, when Yeshua was here on earth, tells us that Yeshua, standing in the face of Pilate, told him that he came into the world to testify to truth. He also said that everyone who belongs to truth listens to his voice. Then in verse 38, Pilate asked, while looking truth in the face, the question was, what is truth? So what is truth? Let me take you on my Hebraic journey, because I'm at present enrolled in a Hebrew class where I am learning to read and to speak Hebrew. And I've been coming across some very interesting words that jumped out at me and have meaning in more ways than one. And the word truth is one of them. Because in Hebrew, the word truth is emet, E-M-E-T. Now, in English, emetic, E-M-E-T-I-C, emet being the root word, is a medical term. And an emetic is an agent that produces nausea, that it produces vomiting for when someone has ingested a toxic chemical or a poisonous chemical, and it causes the body to convulse and to get nauseated and to vomit up whatever the substance was that was swallowed. Then truth, emit, is an emetic for the cleansing of our spirit man, just as emetic is a cleansing of our physical man. Truth is used to cleanse out our spirit man of the poisonous toxins that we have been taught. How is that possible? I'm so glad you asked. Because the Word of God tells us that the truth shall set us free. Now, for years, our spirit man has been fed half-truths, lies, and false doctrine. The body of Christ is on spiritual life support. The traditions of men have made the Word of God of no effect. But once you walk that path of truth, your spirit man begins to reject the lies and the false teachings and the false doctrines. Truth, the emetic, causes you to get nauseated when you realize the foolishness of what your spirit man has been fed. The fluff and the sugar-coated lies. It's just like when you take your child to the circus and they eat too much cotton candy or sugar-coated sweets, and they get very sick and sometimes nauseated and they throw up. That's how our spirit man is. It vomits up the lies and the deception. Because once you know the truth, and the truth sets you free, and the truth causes a check to come into your spirit when you hear untruths, or when you hear half-truths and false doctrines. The truth, the emetic, the truth removes the poisonous toxins that your spirit man has ingested, have taken in spiritually and mentally, things that you believe for years that you have to unlearn once you walk the path of truth. We as believers do not want to be like Pilate, to stare truth in the face and not recognize it. The truth shall set us free. It will cause us to reject untruth, and we want only the unadulterated truths of the Most High God. Admit the truth. That's a word that we forever want to understand and realize that it is what we need. For when we shine the light of truth in dark places, the captive must be set free. For whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Emet, E-M-E-T, truth. Emetic, E-M-E-T-I-C, an agent that will cause you to vomit up the toxic substance that you have ingested for so many years and thought it was truth and saw it as truth. And now you realize that there were so many lies that you were told and indoctrinated into. It is time for us to realize that we are now living in the most appointed time of the Most High God. And because we are living in this time, we should pray and ask Him to give us the spirits of the sons of Issachar, that we know His timing and His season. Because now is the time to know truth. I'm Khadijah. Kit Kat Moments, Revelations of Life. Your decisions determine your destiny, not your circumstances. I pray that I've said something that will ignite a fire in you, that will cause you to go panting after Abba Father like the deer panteth after the water brook. My prayer is that you will be like well-watered gardens planted by rivers of living water, that your roots will grow deep in the things of the Most High God. Your branches will be strong, your leaves will never wither, and that you will produce good fruit. You have a God-fantastic rest of your week. Shalom. Good afternoon, people of the Most High God. Khadijah here, Kit Kat Moments, Revelations of Life. I popped in real quick to remind you, June the 10th through the 11th, Richmond, Virginia, the Chamber Room Experience. All roads lead to Richmond, Virginia. We will be gathering at the Roslyn Conference and Retreat Center, 8727 River Road, Richmond, Virginia, 23229. You can register at www.dodmencounter.org. You want to be in the room. You don't want to miss a thing. We are going to be laying in the presence of the Most High God to understand our covenant-keeping, covenant-making God, to get crystal clear download from the throne room, to get instructions in this, His appointed season. And I promise you, everyone that is in that room will not leave the same way they came. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss the opportunity to bask in His presence, to lean back and drink from the cup in His hands. That's the Chamber Room Experience, June the 10th through the 11th, Richmond, Virginia. I pray that I see you in the room. Shalom.